Ready start, because we will have to end on time. I'm just concerned. Maybe Nadia and some devotees, there will be more devotees. You can maybe be the cushion person, no? And put them all over and then collect them. Someone can help Nadia, please, also. It's a little cold. Devotees should not sit on the cold floor. And here, you know, in this direction. Day day. Can we give a harmonium or the microphone also to the harmonium, Nityananda? Jai Jai Radha Madhava Kunya Vihani Radha Madhava Kunya Vihani Jai Jai Radha Madhava Kunya Vihani Ram Govinda Gopi Janavallava Giri Varadhani Giri Varadhani Deya Gopi Janavallava Giri Varadhani Yasoda Nandana Rajajana Nandana Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Dandana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihani Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari A little higher, please. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
A little louder if you can.
Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, one more time please,
Hare
Krishna, Hare Recite Sanskrit. Anugrahaya Bhaktanam Manusham Dehamashrita Bhajate Tadrishi Krida Ya Shrutva Tatparo Bhavet. Yes. My dear devotees, it is the Lord who has created this world, and then he brings by his glance those souls who have rebelled against him into this world, into different life forms. These life forms which the souls take enable them to act out and experience their absent-minded mentality, that they have left the Lord. This world is good for two things, says Patanjali. The first thing is You can make experiences by which you can learn. Experience is the first gift of this world. Experiences which we make in relationships. Experiences which we make by pursuing our various desires, and we can learn from them. No? And the second gift of this world is a gift which I think many of you are interested. It is to obtain emancipation from this world, or it's a word which is more known in English is liberation. You know, you can actually free yourself from the repeated cycle of birth and death by choosing to take a spiritual path. So all of you have done this. You have taken to the path of Krishna consciousness. So the Lord has noticed this, and the verse says, Anugrahaya Bhaktanam, out of compassion for the devotees, the Lord accepted a human form and performed a variety of pastimes. Now, anyone who hears about these pastimes, how Krishna has taken his appearance in this world as Lord Krishna 5,000 years ago, or as Lord Chaitanya only 500 years ago. Anyone who engages his mind with these activities will develop bhakti or devotion for the Lord. And as he increases this devotion and becomes more and more full of devotion, he or she begins to engage with the Lord by thinking of him, by serving him, or by coming to an event like this where we praise his holy names and chant his holy names. So the Lord, this is my first point here, creates this world, but he doesn't leave us alone. He doesn't ignore us. He doesn't give us up like perhaps government might give up those people who don't cooperate by putting them in behind bars into the prison. No, the Lord still does something in order he does pastimes in order that we can take his loving offer. Come back to me. What are you doing rotting in this world? Prabhupada says like this. Come to Krishna. Come. This is one of his pastimes is that he, so many pastimes, you know, Nrsingadev, you know the pastimes of Krishna as they are narrated in the 10th canto. You know the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are all meant to attract us. And the Sanskrit word bhavet here means they should be heard about. Because hearing more and more about them will be very, very good for you. Today, I would like to talk about a very special pastime. That is how Krishna comes in his most merciful form. Do you have any clue what is God's most merciful form? Holy name, someone said. What else? Lord Nityananda. Yes. Some of you are, it is said when someone goes to a kirtan event, some go to meet their friends, some go to have nice melody. Some go even to find their new partner in life, and some go to eat prasadam. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. And the Lord makes everything possible for everyone. So, yes, many forms, and prasadam is actually is a merciful form, because it means mercy that is undeserved. There are about 6 words in Sanskrit for mercy. One mercy is he reciprocates with you according to what you give, but prasad is the undeserved mercy. Anyone can get it here. Tourists come and they may not have done anything for their spiritual life, but they get the prasad of Radha Gopinath. Undeserved mercy. They have not done anything to earn it. Yes, so Krishna has many forms of mercy, and Krishna has many forms in which he personally appears. And in this way, Krishna is anugrahaya. He has anugrahaya, a compassion. He sees we need him. We need his help. Now, someone who reciprocates with this mercy starts his spiritual journey. There is a journey to meet the Lord. It is in the spiritual world. It is called Abhisar. And I would like to start the main point of my lecture here by telling you about a very famous journey, that is how Srimati Radharani goes on Abhisar. It's a loving journey to meet Krishna. Now, why am I saying this? It is because we can learn from such a loving journey how perhaps our journey, our own individual journey in Krishna consciousness, can become more alive, so to say, more with devotion. So I will talk about this for a moment, and then I will relate it to our situation in the holy name. Is that okay? Good. Each morning, Srimati Radharani leaves the place where she stays. Half of the year she stays in Varshana with her parents, and the other half of the year she stays where? Yavat, yes, someone said Yavat. It's actually, if you are interested in details, 3 months in Yavat, 3 months in Varshana, 3 months in Yavat, 3 months in Varshana. So she goes, let us say, from Yavat to meet Krishna in the morning because she cooks breakfast for him. His breakfast. She is surrounded with her sakis, her girl companions. And the moment they are out of the village, either Varshana or Yavat, that very moment, the Radharani and this, her girl companions, they put down their veil, they open their veils, and they laugh like girls will laugh. You know, when they are amongst themselves, they talk about Krishna, they sing songs about Krishna, and they are very jolly. They are no longer under the surveillance of the mother-in-law, and Radharani feels so free to go. They chant blissfully Krishna's names and become absorbed in thinking about Krishna's charming smiles, his loving gestures and also his embraces. And in this way, they are immersed in what is called rasa, the taste which awakens in the soul when it engages with Krishna. You also feel sometimes rasa, the nam rasa, no, when the chanting touches our heart and we think, now I should get up. I don't know how to dance, but somehow I will do it. No, some taste is, has come into you. And so, as they walk down the pathways become illuminated by the light, especially the light which is coming from Radharani's toenails. Everything is flooded in a very nice golden light from the toenails, but also the transcendental face, the arms of Radha, and they move. Let me see here. Towards Nandagram. Nandagram is busy in the morning. That's where Krishna stays, with the constant mooing of the cows who call for their calves. And the calves are coming. The joyful shouts of the cowherd boys, Krishna, Krishna. And also the peregrinists. What are these people? They are learned pandits who go through the town and praise Krishna. People, do you remember how when Krishna was so small, he became one day as heavy as a mountain, so that Mother Yashoda had to put him down and ask the brahmanas to chant mantras against heaviness. Do you remember? And they glorify Krishna's dynasty. In this way, the whole of the spiritual world is really filled with kirtan, or glorification of Krishna, in one form or another. Either singing, either chanting Sanskrit stotras, and so on and so forth. As Radha moves blissfully towards this Nandishvara, her feet delicately touch the path, and the bells on her, you know, she has ankle bells here. This is actually a wonderful decoration. I'm so sad that this decoration has not made it into his confession. You know, they jingle very nicely, and the girlfriends joke with Radha. But all the time, their eyes move, because one never knows where Krishna is. They want to see Krishna, like Chataka birds who are moving in. And finally, as they come towards the gate of Nandishvara, near the town's gate, they see a bluish effulgence, a light. And as they come closer, Srimati Radharani sees Krishna and immediately closes her veil. Krishna sees Radha and picks up a lotus flower and just twirls it around. With this, Krishna gives a message to Radha and the beautiful gopis. See, like I'm moving now or twirling this lotus flower, I'm also twirling your hearts. At this moment, Radharani's eyes become like cups who wish to capture the essence of the rasa of, of Krishna's beautiful form and his smile and this particular gesture which Krishna does. And ears become like cups in order to drink this nectar. Mm. And her nose becomes also like a cup because she wishes to smell the intoxicatingly beautiful fragrance that emanates from Sri Krishna. Do you know how Krishna smells? Wow, this is an intimate question. Well, it is said he smells like a lotus flower, which is a very subtle smell, very subtle. But this lotus flower is covered with two other substances. Krishna's transcendental body is always covered with musk and also with sandalwood. So it's there are altogether four different smells that blend in one, and it is extremely fragrant because the Lord attracts all the senses, not only the ears, by his name or his words, not only the eyes. Someone who stands before God is overwhelmed by a symphony of tastes. Symphony means many different shades and notes and nuances which come. And Radha says to her Sakis, I cannot move any further. She is stunned by the extraordinary beauty of Krishna. I just cannot move any further because of the pebbles in the road. Pebbles means small stones. So Kundalata, who's there, she's the niece of Krishna, says, because of pebbles in the road, you cannot move further, O queen of Vashana, O queen of Vrindavan, or is it because of pebbles in your mind that you cannot move further? No, when we all know when we are overwhelmed with a plethora, means many feelings, our movement cannot move on so very nicely. I saw a young man seeing a young girl outside, and he went like whoo, and could not move any longer. And his friends were laughing about him. Have you perhaps seen something attractive today? They were saying, or something like this. Maybe not as cultured, but so overwhelming of feeling, seeing Krishna has stopped Radharani's gait, but she moves forward. And finally, there is an exchange of glances. Also, Krishna cannot no longer twirl his lotus. You must know, when the divine couple meet, first their eyes will meet. Actually, before the eyes meet of the divine couple, they perceive each other's wonderful fragrance, and then they hear the sound of anchor bells or the flute or anything. Sound is then, but finally the ears, the eyes are overwhelmed with transcendental emotions. So this in brief, there are many, many details. I think it's nice to hear some detail. The Govinda Das, the poem who wrote the song Bajahure Mana Chinanda Nandana Abhaya Charanara Vindarena. My mind worship Srinanda Nandana Krishna. Then only you will become free from all the anxieties and fears of life, no? Mm-hmm. Vajrahuri. Beautiful song. Let's sing this again. Bajahure mana chinanda nandana abaya charanana vindare tulava manava janamasa sange taraoe mana sindure. Dulava manava, you have this this very rare, dulava means very, very rare human form of life. Now think of Krishna, my dear mind. So think of Radha also. So when Radha, he writes another song about Radharani. When Radha walks, she's dressed in a colorful silken sari. It flows with her movement, the sari. Her eyes are beautified by eyeliners. She has kajal around the edges of the eyes. Now, not even the white pearls you find on the bottom of the ocean can compare to the whiteness and the brilliance. White teeth is one thing, but shining teeth, brilliant teeth, that are the teeth of Radharani. They have a shine. They can't compare, these pearls who also shine, can't compare to Radha's teeth. Now when she laughs, it is so attractive that it seems to the onlooker that the most valuable jewels are transported by her laughter. When Krishna laughs and his teeth are visible, the sky, how do you say this in English? Are you interested in such things?
Yes.
Why? It's Krishna, no? It's like a row of jasmine flowers that the shine from his teeth. When Krishna walks, the earth on which he walks becomes colored in a beautiful light. Can you look back there? There's a beautiful reddish light. Can you see it? You can't see it perhaps so good, but it is the whole floor and it is in daylight. Yes, Krishna. This crown jewel of ladies is so beautiful that she defeats millions of cupids just by the shining from one of her toenails. Hare Krishna. So this is the loving journey a little bit of Srimati Radharani to meet Krishna. She will later come into the kitchen and there she will remove her chata and she will start to cook for Krishna a variety of foodstuffs. And Krishna is so attractive that sometimes he attracted that he gets up from the place where he has taken his seat and looks through the window at the beautiful form of Radha who cooks for his pleasure. Now this is now one loving journey, one abhisa of Srimati Radharani. I want to now speak about your journey. And I want to speak about a particular pastime of the Lord, which is the chanting that he appears to make your journey possible in the form of the holy names. There is one very interesting pastime in the middle of the Bhagavatam. Which canto is the middle of the Bhagavatam? Sixth, yeah. And how many cantos? 12, no? Yes, so in the middle is the amazing pastime of a very forlorn and fallen conditioned soul. His name is Ajamil. You all have heard this pastimes many times, and he was a Brahmana, but he gave up his poor parents who were dependent on him. He gave up his chaste Brahminical wife to marry or to be together. I don't know if they had a Vedic marriage. I can't imagine they had, with a very, very active prostitute. They had many children. One of them was called what? Narayan, yes. And when Ajamil, he was around 88 years at that time, lay down on his deathbed, he saw the consequences of his sinful acts. He had been very bad to his parents and his wife. He had been very bad even to his prostitute wife. He had turned into a thief, a murderer, a gangster, and so on. There was not one sinful activity he did to make money, because as a Brahmana who had now fallen to the lowest level of society, he did not get any jobs or work, so he became a criminal. And at the end of the life, the messengers of hell, they're good names? Yamadutas, not good, so good. Yamadutas came, they took the pasha, it is a rope around his soul, and they're just yanking him out of his body like a dentist might pull out a teeth, you know. So they were pulling out the soul. And Ajamil, who saw their faces, was so shocked that he screamed out to call his boy who was playing nearby. His boy was only 5 years old. That means he had been so lusty that 88 minus 5, or I don't know, 83. With 83, he still had children. Hare Krishna. And no conception pills at that time, you know. So perhaps there were, but it didn't work. So he was screaming out, Narayan! Yeah, not like that. He was, oh yes, Narayan. He was dying, my dear devotees. Narayan! Very good. He was not thinking of God. He was thinking of whom? His son, yes. But the Lord, and this is his pastime, he thought, it is said here in Sanskrit, Idam eva sunishkritam nama vyaharanam Vishno yatastad vishaya matihi. In case you didn't understand completely, simply by chanting the holy name of Lord Vishnu, even sinful persons may attract the attention of the Lord, who therefore considers, because this man has chanted my holy name, my duty is now to give him protection. There's a comment by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, whose disappearance day we've had yesterday. It's a long purport. I want to find that. Here. From chanting the name of the Lord mind dwells on that person who chants, Tat Vishaya Matihi. I like this verse so much because sometimes I think, what does Krishna think of Radha Deshmelos? You know, what does he think about all of you chanting for 3 days? Some of you are tired, hungry, sweaty, oxygen deprived. What does he think of you? What does he think of this effort? And here the answer is, the Lord thinks, this person belongs to me, who chants. I will always protect him. This is Sri Daswami's meaning of the phrase, no? Or in Prabhupada's translation, because this man has chanted my, or this woman, or this child, or this mouse of Radhadish, because this person has chanted my holy name, my duty now is to give him protection. My dear devotees, my dear friends, my dear half-dead Hare Krishnas. Some of you are spiritually a little not as enthusiastic as you were. Whoever you are, your journey becomes easy if you are supported, if you are protected. And Krishna's ongoing, this is a miracle. For anyone who chants his holy name, their journey becomes protected, supported, because the Lord thinks he's my person. I remember just 10 days ago, in our community, we have a family, and the girl, Radhika, is in Mayapur, studying in the Mayapur Institute. And she needed to extend her visa by traveling out of India into Nepal. And for 13 hours, she was on buses and so on. She was not in contact with the mother. And the mother phoned me and said, my girl, 13 hours, I have not heard about her. What should I do? Should I fly there and take care of any obstacle, or what should I do? I said, you should just chant Hare Krishna. Travels in India are not only Wi-Fi supported travels, you know, there is no internet. If in the at such and such time, no news are about your daughter, I will phone the people, the Mayapur Institute, and they can trace her. But as Germans, we don't know the totally honest ways of Indians. No, you know, it has a, let an Indian national take care of this. So then the girl phoned and the mother said, I was so worried, I'm sorry, I made a blind alarm. This is what loving care is. It's a concern. It's a readiness to do anything to protect. And this is what Krishna feels in his heart towards anyone who's on that journey to him where he chants the holy name. What do you think? Isn't that wonderful? I have seen this. I have chanted the holy names when we were attacked by a man dressed in black who was shouting the samurai attack mantra and was coming with a knife towards the Sankirtan party, and let's chant the Nishingan name, and I have seen many situations in hospitals when I was very ill, when I could only chant because the doctor had said, in this night, either you will die or you will live at the end of the night. Modern medicine cannot help you any longer. Better pray, Mr. Monk. Yes, I've seen many such situations. I have also seen situations where devotees have lost faith in the holy name. Because, my dear devotees, the Lord's protection is not always in the way you think it should be. The Lord has the broadness of your life. You know, broadness means the full scope. Past means also past lives, present and future in his mind. And he sometimes may act in ways that he gives a person instant karma, you know, everything in one, you know, like instant coffee, you know, and so on. And that's, of course, very hard. But at such a time, when the devotee sees the protection or care or response and the reciprocation of the Lord is maybe not like I think it's in the short term, then you have to have faith. Sometimes Yashoda says to Krishna, when Krishna is small, he likes to play in the mud of Vrindavan, which is muddy by the cow urine and everything. And the cow cow dung, yeah, is it called cow dung? Yeah, which comes out. And he then comes, and he is covered with mud and urine all over. And he runs to the lap of Yashoda because he's afraid because of something. Yashoda, he gets on her clean side. She says for a moment, "You are just like a pig." And Krishna says, "Yeah." Many thousands of years ago, I was Vala, and I dove down to the ground of the universe, and with my mouth, whoop, I picked up Mother Earth. I am a divine hawk. Yashoda. So it may sound from outside, oh, she says to her son, he's a pig. What is this? But it is affection. It's don't judge Yashoda. Don't judge affection, even when Yashoda binds Krishna with a rope around his belly. It's only an expression of love, not of anger or you know, being unkind to her child. No, not like that. So we can, Krishna's love is also sometimes tough love, by giving us something, although we prayed for something else. But do you know a secret? More suffering comes by prayers that were answered than from prayers that went unanswered. Because we are foolish in our prayers often. This is what Mother Teresa said. I have not said this. So let us continue, but hope we don't get lost. No, we still have a little son. So, my dear devotees, journeys. We spoke about the exalted journey. What is it called? That love journey of Radharani? Abhisara. Good. We spoke about Ajamil's journey. The Lord saved him. He protected him by sending how many Vishnu Dutas? Three. four, because four syllables, Narayana. So he sent four Vishnu Dutas. One would have been enough, but he wanted to show I really care. And he chanted only one time. I think if he would have chanted Narayan, 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 so many Vishnu Dutas would have come. But he only chanted once. And saved him and protected him from the Yamadutas, who had to run away from the Vishnu Dutas, because the Vishnu Dutas wield much more power and energy than the messengers of death have. Anyways, so now we come to you. Who of you has read Brihad Bhagavatamrita? Can I have a short... you are all very young devotees, I think. No? Not so many. Not so many. It's a work which describes the journey of the soul by one paradigmatic devotee. Paradigm means he's like an exemplary devotee, back to the spiritual world. It's highly recommended reading for those who are on the journey, on their spiritual journey. We learn many things. So at the towards the end of his journey, the protagonist means the main person. His name is Gop Kumar. Yes, he arrives in the spiritual world, where the Lord Narayan greets him. Do you want to know what he says? Swagatam. Swagatam means welcome. And then again, Suswagatam. Su means a wonderful welcome. Twice he says, I have been eager to see you for so many long days. Oh friend, you have gone through many births, but still you did not show even the slightest interest in me. But in your present birth, you have turned to me. And when I saw this, my heart became filled with hope and I started to dance, because I thought, soon he will come. He has turned to me. He is no longer absent-minded, but he is present-minded. Oh, brother, I could not find any pretense by which I could bring you here, which would violate the injunctions of the Vedas. Oh child, I was very upset because you ignored me for so long. I was so eager for you to come that I broke my own principles and I appeared before you as your spiritual master, Jayanta, in the town of Govardhan. My dear devotees, Krishna has principles also, like all of us have principles, where we say, I don't do this, you know, this is my principle. I talk the truth when I'm with devotees. I don't lie. Or you have another principle. So Krishna has the principle, he does not interfere in your journey. He does not force himself into your life. He waits for you to give the sign and then he reciprocates. So I came as your guru. Now today you have fulfilled my desire that you come back to me. Just stay here and give me happiness. This was when Gop Kumar came to whom? Narayan. Narayan is a form of God of the spiritual world called Vaikuntha. Krishna is the origin of Narayan, and he stays where? In Goloka Vrindavan. No? So he stays there, that's his spiritual domain, but before this is another domain, the spiritual world of Vaikuntha, where the Lord is worshipped in the mood of very, very great awe and reverence. There, no, he has also no mother like Yashoda, who could ever say such a thing like you heard when Krishna was was with the dust of Vrindavan trying to climb on her lap. No, Narayan is the awe-inspiring, majestic, and always a little distant form of God. Krishna, on the other hand, is a manifestation, the original, not manifestation, he's the original Godhead who is the origin of all the forms of God. No, like there's one candle, original candle, from which many other candles are lit. So Krishna is that original supreme Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadi Adi Govinda Savakarana Karanam. So listen what he feels and how he reacts when someone comes back to him. Already Lord Narayan's reaction is quite heart-touching, no? How he dances in anticipation of the soul returning. There is a quotation. Svadina loka priyata niyatinta balat aplutvya sammipa aplutya sammipa magata. Something like this. I don't try to chant this now very good. I don't know how to do that. It's so long. So Krishna. No, so the soul is describing what he feels when he sees Krishna for the first time. I was so overwhelmed by love when I saw Krishna. Being controlled by feelings of love for this wretched me, Krishna jumped up, came to me, held me around the neck, and then fainted because of ecstatic love and fell to the ground. Oops. Wow. Later, with the help of Sri Baladev and Gop Kumar, Krishna's loving swoon subsided. Baladev sees Krishna is so excited to see the soul coming back that, my dear devotees, that but he has swooned. Swooned means fainted. So he says there's only one medicine. He takes Gop Kumar's hand, the person who has just returned, puts it on the heart of Krishna and says, Krishna. So Gop Kumar starts, join me, Krishna, 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 Krishna. Yes, like this. And that's all right. We will have ample opportunity later. So he. But nice, we begin to like chanting, isn't it? Then Krishna returns to external consciousness, and so on. So, my dear devotees, this is the spiritual journey with the holy name. Yes, you can also go on a loving journey, on a search for Krishna. You can make the holy name his your constant companion. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings in one of his songs, the ongoing pastime of the holy name, it is ongoing, it has not stopped, is when someone chants the holy name, then Krishna will rise in the heart, just like the sun rises in the morning on the eastern horizon. That is the ongoing mystery of the holy name. If you please look here, you can see now the sun has risen. It was dark when we came. Now it is sun is there. So that is an ongoing pastime of Krishna in a devotee's life. But in order to cultivate Krishna, to make the spiritual journey complete, you need three things. And sometimes I'm a little bit worried because most of us live outside of temples. In the temples, these three things are automatically there. And therefore, I suggest to all of you, in order to learn these three things, that you can stay for some time in the temple to do service and to increase your spiritual life and so on. So you need this, in order, Krishna consciousness is compared to gardening. You need a seed which grows and grows and reaches the lotus feet of Krishna. That's really the spiritual journey. When your devotion reaches grows and grows and grows like a plant that grows from a seed and reaches the lotus feet of Krishna. So you need the seed. That's the knowledge and the process of Krishna consciousness. You have the seed, the Hare Krishna mantra, and you need to and so on. That is there. But then you need water. And you need the proper environment in your life. Anyone who wants to become Krishna consciousness and not be Hari 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 Bo and then go out and smoke a cigarette or do something which doesn't bring them to spiritual life must know these three things are important. The understanding of Krishna consciousness, for this we read regularly. The nourishing of Krishna consciousness, for this we have a sadhana. Sadhana, do you know what this word means? A regular practice that brings you to sat. Sat means an eternal life. And you also require an environment, good sangha. Do you notice how in this environment Krishna consciousness is so easy? Yes, no. It's boring, Maharaj. We are bored. No, we see. I sing even in the night, you know, so much singing is going on. Then I wake up in the night, not from the singing, but from old age, and I have to go to the bathroom. But I find I'm singing. The chanting is going on in the night, no? So, the environment. So, seed. Seed means to know what is Krishna consciousness, water, regular spiritual practice, and then somehow a sangha, not with materialists, but sangha with like-minded people. You can phone them, you can have a friendship circle, you can also sometimes listen to, you know, I always have online sangha, means I listen to lectures online. Very important. Otherwise, Prabhupada used to say, without this reading and practicing, soon there will be no more Haribol, Haribol, Haribol. He wrote us in Germany. So, we need, what do we need? Environment, no? Good earth, humus, and so on. So if you will, if you forget everything from the lecture, which you will do because you are overdosed Hare Krishna person, too much information, take care when you leave Radhadesh Mellows that you have a good regular understanding of Krishna consciousness, that you have a practice that brings it to life so that it doesn't remain a concept. And think about your environment. I so much suggest to all of you the benefit of staying for some time in a temple. You can make it 3 months, 6 months, a year, or like me, 55 years, you know, Hare Krishna, but somehow, or something or other. My dear devotees, we have time, actually I want to end here. My final message is, your spiritual journey will become successful if you have a companion who you regularly have by your side. Who is that? Krishna. In the form of the holy name, yes. Learn to chant nicely in your life, and Krishna will, his mind will come to you, he will think of you when you chant, and as a result, he will think, he's my person. In India, you say, he's my family person. No, that is the highest compliment of a bridge Parsi to you. You are my family person. That is there. And Krishna will take care and protect you always. You don't have to be worried, not even of the year 2026. Hare Krishna. So we now need to I will end here by saying Go Premanandi. Should we say something else? Yes. Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Hare Krishna. I want to request you to now immediately make your way towards prasadam. Even if you don't intend to take prasadam, Ketu diet and all, then still I request you to